Hey everybody, welcome back to the Discipline Switch, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up your life. I'm Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important, building self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking. Compassion? Isn't that for other people? Not exactly. Self-compassion is like giving yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. And trust me, we all need a little extra love sometimes, right? So why is this so crucial? Well, in today's fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with expectations to be perfect, productive, and always on. It's exhausting. This constant pressure can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even depression. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these challenges with more grace and resilience? That's where self-compassion comes in. Think of it as your personal superpower, the ability to handle setbacks without beating yourself up, to embrace imperfections, and to treat yourself with warmth and understanding even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First off, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're all learning and growing, and sometimes we stumble along the way. Instead of dwelling on those missteps, practice acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with kindness towards yourself. Ever felt like you were constantly replaying a mistake in your head? Like that one time you tripped in front of everyone? It happens. But what if instead of berating yourself for it, you just sighed, said, "All right, that was awkward," and kept going? Self-compassion is about cutting yourself some slack. Secondly, cultivate a sense of self-acceptance. This means embracing all parts of yourself, the good, the bad, and everything in between. We're all a complex mix of strengths and weaknesses, and there's beauty in that diversity. You know those insecurities you have? The ones you try to hide? Well, what if you just said, "Hey, I get it, this is part of me, but it doesn't define me." Imagine how liberating that would feel. Thirdly, practice mindful self-care. This isn't about indulging in luxury every day, although who wouldn't love that? It's more about being present with yourself and taking small actions to nurture your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Think taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, listening to music that makes you feel good, or simply spending some quiet time reflecting. Now, remember those times when you were feeling stressed or overwhelmed? Maybe you were facing a deadline at work or dealing with a personal issue. Did you reach out to your support system for help and encouragement? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, seeking connection and understanding from others when you need it. You are not alone in this journey. Lastly, be patient with yourself. Building self-compassion is an ongoing process, and there will be ups and downs along the way. Don't get discouraged if you slip up or have moments of self-criticism. Just acknowledge those thoughts, offer yourself some kindness, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection. Here's a real-world example. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. What would you say to them? You'd probably tell them it's okay to feel sad, that they are loved and supported, and that they will get through this eventually. Would you berate them for feeling heartbroken, or tell them they should be over it already? Absolutely not. Now, think about how you treat yourself during difficult times. Do you offer yourself the same level of kindness and understanding? If not, it's time to start. So remember, self-compassion is a gift you give yourself, a way to navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, you can cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace and well-being. Now, go out there and treat yourself with the love and kindness you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Until next time, keep switching up your discipline game.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.